something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The True Meaning of Christmas.
Hallelujah.
Jesus says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So you were born differently from other people. They were born naturally, but you have been born of the Spirit, born of the Word. You are a different stock, a different breed. So he set apart this breed. Remember Jacob in the house of Laban when he was given new conditions for his service. And he had to remove all the spotted and speckled breed. And then he left only the pure breed. And his master said, so whenever you get from this pure breed, spotted and speckled, then that'll be yours. Now, naturally, that was going to be a difficult thing, but he opted for it. And then he made sure, you know the story, he made sure that he actually got the spotted and speckled ones instead of the pure breed. Every time he got the pure ones, the pure breed, he set them aside for Laban. And every time he got the spotted and speckled, which he engaged those animals to do with what he did with the stripes that he put on the rods where they came to drink water. But the point I'm raising here is he separated a certain breed. See, it's the way they were born. He separated a certain breed from others. So he would have come to say, these are my chosen breed. You see that? They were different. So God says about you, you are a chosen breed, a chosen generation. So not generation in terms of five generations, six generations, and so on in terms of time. No, no, no. He's talking about the breed, the stock. Okay, so we read that scripture. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people. Glory to God. Say, I'm peculiar. I'm unique. I'm special. Yeah. That's what it is to be peculiar. Peculiar. I'm peculiar. Everywhere you go in this great world, keep it in your mind that you are peculiar. You're not like everybody else. Wherever you work in that company, you're not like everybody else. You are peculiar. You remember when they listened to Peter and John, the Bible says they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Because Jesus was peculiar. And so those who were with him were peculiar. Glory be to God. Say, I'm peculiar. You got to say it like you mean it. Yeah. I'm peculiar. You at home, say it. Say, I am peculiar. I am special. Yeah, you are. Okay, so he says, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him. Wow. This is huge. To show forth. My. To show forth. Exangelo, it means to display. display. Think about that. I love this. It says, to show forth the praises of him. My. Here is your calling. Here is your assignment. And you're going to have to take this assignment seriously as you journey into 2024. You're going to have to take this as it's a special assignment. To display. It says, to show forth. I love the King James. I want to tell you something. They couldn't find the best word, and they used the term praises here, and I'll explain why in a second. I'll explain it to you. So he says, to show forth the praises of him. The Greek is arete. Arete. And it doesn't really mean praises. It doesn't really mean praises. A better word for it, a better word, is virtue. But there's a reason virtue is used. It's not the best word for it, but it's just one of the best synonyms. It actually, in the Greek, captures something about the character of the one to whom it is applied. Like when it says the praises of him, meaning the praises of God, it doesn't refer to praising God like, you know, singing to thank him. No, it actually captures the character and the purpose for which he deserves the praise. And that's why, that's the only place you find it translated praise. In some other places, the word virtue is used, which doesn't capture the fullness of it. The best word for it is a combination of excellence and perfection. You see it? Excellence and perfection. So when he says that you should show forth, it means to display the excellencies and perfections of the one who called you out of darkness. Now, here's another interesting thing about this verse. That's why this verse is so packed. So packed with a lot. It helps you understand Christianity. Because it says, the one who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And the word marvelous means wondrous, wonderful. That's actually what it's coming from. Wonderful light. And I'll explain why he calls it wonderful light. Because of what he tells you there. And most of the translations give it like this. Because they think he's referring, like you'd say naturally. I mean, if you call someone out of darkness, then you say into light. So they think he's talking about being brought out of darkness into a great light. But that's not what he's saying. You have to read it right and understand the gospel that the man has brought to you. He says, he called you out of obscurity. I want you to understand, the word that's translated darkness there really means obscurity. He called you out of obscurity. Here he's not referring to being called out of the kingdom of darkness. He's really talking about being brought out of obscurity to unknownness, where you are like nothing, where you're like not recognized. Nobody knows you. Nobody cares about you. That's what he's talking about. You're brought out of obscurity. Then he says, into his wondrous light, wonderful light. Why does he call it wonderful light? It will take me several scriptures to run through this for you, just to let you understand what he's talking about here. Because he is revealing to us this light of Jesus Christ. Understand it. This light of Jesus Christ. Let me read something to you from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, in verse 79, when John the Baptist, when he was born. And but his father said, about this message of salvation that he was going to bring forth. He was going to help the people get to know the salvation of God. All right? And this message will do something, he says. Look at what he says. To give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. You see, they sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. So he says, to illuminate. They sit in darkness. They sit in obscurity. And now this message will light up the place. They will be illuminated. But here's the big thing about his marvelous light. Why it is called his marvelous or wonderful light. So you go back to that Philippians, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. He says that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness, out of obscurity. It doesn't matter how far back you've been in life. It doesn't matter how dark it was. Nobody knew you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. When his light shines, his wonderful light does two things. It illuminates you, and then it makes you luminous. You become lambent, resplendent. You see it? There's no, what light is known to lighten and make one a light? The light is so strong, so dazzling, that it turns its subject into a light. And so it is described as his marvelous light, his wonderful light. You were called out of darkness into this light that lightens you and makes you a light. You become luminous. An amazing thing. Glory be to God. And from there is fulfilled in your life this amazing prophetic word that he gives. I'm going to read it to you in a moment. I told you before, you want to know what God's plan for you in Christ Jesus. Go find out what he said about the millennial reign of Christ. Go find out the prophetic word. Then you get an idea what life he wants you to live. Hallelujah. So when you're talking Christmas, this should go through your mind.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.